Gary. Bonjour, everyone. Thank you very much for taking the time to attend the call today with the Canadian Cross Country Ski Team from Val di Fiemme, Italy, following the sixth stage of the Tour de Ski. On the call today, we have Alex Harvey, who's won a gold, silver, and bronze medal at the Tour this year, sits fourth overall after the sixth stage. Our head coach, Justin Wadsworth, and our team doctor, Mireille Belzile, who's with us as well. I'm going to start just opening remarks from Alex, just to give some perspective. Just today, fourth in the overall tour and three medals. Just some perspective on sort of your success over the last week.
That's good. So yeah, it's been a really successful tour for me. And I think the first day with Devin sharing the podium with me was really good for the whole team. So yeah, I've been really happy with the results. It's been pretty consistent. Fighting for the top three, top five pretty much every day. So yeah, I think the shape is really solid now. And yeah, it's good to be back on the podium, on the World Cup podium. And it's been my best tour ever, for sure, by quite a bit with three podium, and still with one last stage, left, still sitting in fourth. It's been my best ranking ever. So yeah, really happy with the tour. Looking forward to recover from that and get ready for the Olympics now. And that's for the decision of not going on tomorrow's stage is kind of following the plan, doing the same as I did last year. Last year I got a podium on the second last day and then still didn't go up the hill. So we're just sticking to the plan and making sure I'm healthy for the Olympics. Bon, en français, donc ça a été un super bon tour pour moi avec trois podiums. C'est vraiment super. Ça fait du bien pour la confiance et pour toute l'équipe aussi. Surtout avec la première journée de partager le podium avec Devin. C'était vraiment super. Puis la forme a été vraiment constante du début à la fin. Donc c'est toujours dans les certains premiers classements climatiques, donc vraiment encourageant pour la suite, d'avoir une base aussi solide que ça, avec un peu plus d'un mois avant les Jeux. Puis pour ce qui est de l'étape de demain, on s'en tient au plan qu'on avait fait, donc c'est pas prendre le départ demain, un peu comme j'ai fait l'an passé, là-dessus, je suis en bonne santé là, pour les Jeux Olympiques, qui est notre objectif principal cette année.
Okay, merci Alex. Justin, maybe if you can just give some insight on the team's decision with Alex and Devin tomorrow and reasons for it.
Yeah, like Alex said, this has been a really successful tour for our team. Starting the very first day with Alex winning and Devin second, that's almost never happens on the World Cup. So that was really, really a good day for us, and it's been going really well. And our focus this whole year has been the Olympics. And we don't want to lose sight of that, even though Alex has had an amazing tour. I know it's a hard decision for him to make not to, to start for tomorrow because he's in a good position, but it really is the right choice. It's also the right choice for Devin at this point. He has shown a bit of his form now at being on the podium second place, but the choice to not start him is also regarding the Olympic preparation. We've raced six races now. We have the Tour de Ski, and it's time to recover and prepare for the Olympics.
Okay, thanks, Justin. We still do have one athlete racing tomorrow. Ivan Babakov has won that final stage twice in his career, so he'll be the lone Canadian. Justin, maybe just talk about Ivan and sort of his abilities on climbing and being one of the best in the world.
Yeah, this Tour de Ski hasn't been the best for Ivan due to the stages being so many sprint races, but Ivan's in good shape. He's had a couple of solid classic races, and now he has been some tomorrow in a good position to go for the top 10 and maybe better. He won the stage and been second last year in the stage, so we're going to put all hands on deck for Ivan, and I know Gavin and Alex are going to meet him at the top of the mountain tomorrow and cheer him on, so we're really excited for Ivan. This is still a day tomorrow where we could get another podium, so everyone's really excited, and the spirits are good on the team, and we're ready to keep going this season. Now it's finally our wheels are turning, so it's a pretty nice way to enter this stretch before the Olympics.
Okay, thanks, Justin. And before we open it to the calls, Marie, I'd just like to have you give some perspective on exactly the condition that Alex deals with his leg and how it's impacted on climbing that mountain.
Yes, Alex was diagnosed with a not a big problem 5 years ago. We call it those fibrosis of the celiac artery. He starts to have that problem on one leg, but now it's on both legs. And what happened on when he does really long uphill, like there is tomorrow, the hill lasts for maybe 15 minutes. Then the blood pressure increased quite a lot, and the blood doesn't come anymore into his leg, so he's walking without oxygen in the muscles. He developed ischemia, and then he cannot feel his leg, and there can be injuries into his muscle cells, and it can take a few weeks to recover from that. So it's not a good idea to race in this condition, and we know that he cannot really perform well. So 1 month before the Olympics, it's not the time to try to do it. Maybe in a year without Olympic Games or with no World Championship, we might try it again, but not this year. En français, maintenant, alors Alex, depuis 5 ans, a eu un diagnostic d'endofibrose de l'artère iliaque du côté gauche initialement, et maintenant, son problème est étendu au niveau des deux jambes. Et ce qui se passe exactement, c'est quand il doit faire un effort intense en montée, donc une montée qui dure deux minutes, et dans la course de demain, c'est une montée qui peut durer une bonne quinzaine à vingtaine de minutes. La pression sanguine augmente tellement au niveau des artères, il y a une vasodilatation qui est en haut de la zone de fibrose, et le sang ne passe presque plus dans ses deux jambes, donc les muscles doivent fonctionner sans apport d'oxygène. Il est en état d'ischémie, il peut même avoir une destruction musculaire qui va prendre plusieurs semaines à se réparer. Donc, c'est pas une bonne chose à faire un mois avant les Olympiques. C'est pour ça que j'ai décidé de pas prendre le départ.
Merci, Mireille. Okay, Carrie, I'll throw it back to you to open it up for Q&A.
Certainly. If you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, it is *1 to ask a question. And we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. And our first question comes from Karen Larson with CBCT Television.
Oh, hi there. Karen Larson from CBC in Vancouver here. Congratulations, Alex, and congratulations to the team. I'm sorry I'm having a little bit of a hard time. There's quite a bit of distortion on the line. Would you be continuing in the Tour de Ski if this was a non-Olympic year?
Well, last year was a non-Olympic year, and I didn't do the last stage just because when there's big races coming up in the months after the Tour, it's just too much of a risk to, shut out and close and lost itself and not too much negative impact for later on.
Great. If I could just have a follow-up, I'm curious what your program is from this moment on to Sochi. Okay, now I can't hear at all.
Yeah, you guys are
hello, is
out.
Anyone there? Oh.
Yeah. Justin, can you guys try that again?
So we'll have some recovery days after the tour, so a couple of days without any training, then starting to train again on Thursday, and then build towards the next World Cup, which are in 2 weeks. And then after that, we'll have a training camp at altitude in Italy, and then they're going to do the last stretch just before the games.
Thank you.
As a reminder, it is *1 to ask a question. We'll move to Russ Yula with Bow Valley Craig Canyon.
Oh, yeah, I've got a couple questions. First of all, for Alex, how much of a relief is it to get this performance under your belt? Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I thought I lost you there. I heard some muttering. How much of a relief is it to get this performance under your belt for yourself and for the team knowing that you've sort of been preparing for the Olympics, but you haven't really seen the results you wanted in the first half of the season?
No, it's really good for confidence to know that the training was good this summer, and the feelings are actually better in racing than the results are showing. So now to have confirmation of the good feelings and the good training on the result stage is really good for my confidence and for the whole team, for the coaches, for the medical staff, for the rack technician, for everybody to know that we're not working just in vain. So it's really good to have good results like we have at the school, and really good for confidence of heading into the last couple of weeks before the games or the last month or so.
Then I got just a follow up on that one. I got one for Justin right after that. Sorry, excuse me. Is the Tour de Ski a good preparation for the Olympics? For Harvey, but for Alex.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a really good preparation because it's a lot of intensity block. So if you can recover from that, it really brings your shape up to another level. But also with the way we do it with the smaller team and a bus that we use for travel, it allows us for recovery in between each races, and it really doesn't put us in any kind of hole that I think some guys come out of the Tour when they don't recover so well in between each races. They can really get put themselves in a hole and it's harder to climb back out of it. But for us, the way we do it and with the recovery that we have, I think it's a really good training stimulus for the Olympics.
Okay, thank you. And for Justin, you got the trials coming up this week in Canmore. I just want to sort of know what's on the line for the skiers and how many spots you're looking for men and for women and who's sort of on the bubble. I know it's a lot, but
yeah. Well, obviously there's Olympic berths at stake, and there'll be two spots for women and two spots for men. For grabs at the trials in Canmore this coming week. It should be very exciting to follow, and it's always everyone's dream to go to the Olympics, and we have a lot of athletes that'll be vying for those spots. It's no clear-cut choices right now, so it should be really fun to watch this coming week.
So Devin and Alex are confirmed, I guess, on the men's side. Is it Pierre Jones and Derry or Dasha on the women's side so far?
Yeah, all seven athletes are pre-qualified last year at the Olympics by either getting three top 30, two top 12s, or one top 6 in the World Cup have been confirmed to the Olympic team. So that Devin, Alex, Ivan, Lenny, Dasha, Perry, and Chandra.
Okay. All right. That's it for me.
We take a total team size of 11 athletes, so there's four more spots up for grabs.
Good. Thank you very much.
We'll move now to Alain Bergeron with Quebec Journal.
Yes, my question is for Justin. Which state, with the Olympics coming, which stage of the Alex Tour inspire you the most? The prologue, the 35Ks, or even his results overall? How do you see this?
I think, for sure, to start the first day of the Tour with a win was really exciting, and World Cup wins are very precious. Alex is only his second win ever, and so I think that day was the most inspiring because I really felt like, we were aiming for the Tour de Ski for our first results this year, and that's where they came, really. And so I think we're on track as a team. So that day was kind of confirmation for me that Alex and Devin and Ivan competed an amazing day. He had his best ever first stage of the Tour de Ski. So, and then the next day, the women peed well as well. So that was the most inspiring day. But to see Alex do it in every discipline, prologue, sprint, long distance, classic skating, it didn't matter. He's an all-arounder and obviously one of the best skiers in the world. So he's looking really good for the Olympics.
We have no further questions at this time.
Okay, thank you everyone for your time. Again, the seventh stage is tomorrow, and as Justin mentioned, the Olympic Winter Games trials for Cross Country Canada go next week, January 8th to 12th, and we'll send out a media advisory with information on Monday. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup, and we'll be in touch.